First of all, you are consciousness. Understand that. You are consciousness. It's the I am, I exist. That's consciousness. It's the first awareness. You are consciousness. We'll just put a dot there. Consciousness. I exist. Consciousness continues to, you could say, unfold. It continues to become. It's not static. It doesn't just stay in its current level of consciousness. To say that it grows isn't quite right, or to expand, it continues to become more conscious. So we put a circle around that, the circumpunct, the symbol for consciousness, the I am. Very simple. This is the I am. As I said before, it doesn't exist anywhere. It doesn't have a place in outer space of its own. Doesn't need it. It does not exist within time. Doesn't need it. It is totally on its own. It is not energy. This is one of perhaps the greatest illusions, fallacies, or mistruths that humans believe. And even religions, even New Age, does not understand that consciousness does not contain energy. Because, first of all, if you thought that it did, and particularly in the way most people think about energy, suddenly you become victim to energy, and consciousness is corruptible in that scenario. But it's not true. Consciousness contains no energy, does not exist in any particular time or space. It is yours, solely yours. Energy was breathed in by the passion of consciousness. The passion of consciousness is the feeling, and I'm using slightly very human words here, but the passion of consciousness is having the sensory experience of feeling its existence. That's the passion of consciousness. Feeling that sensory, that experiential, hey, I exist. That's the passion right there. That passion of its existence, to know its existence and to feel it, created energy. Right on the first level, what you call the basic level or the simple level, right around your consciousness is a layer of energy that's the most intimate with you. It's only yours. It is always there, but you are hardly ever in conscious connection with it. Because you're in conscious connection with everything else, the walls, the cars, the other people in your life, your aches and pains, and mostly that strange mind. So you very, very rarely access it. Once in a grand while, a few of you might have felt this level. When you do, you're going to feel, you're going to have the sensory experience of tremendous love and all things being in order, because this level right around your consciousness follows you around. It's everywhere the consciousness goes. That level and layer is in perfect harmony, resonating with the I am all the time. It's yours. It's your personal treasure chest, if you would, of energy. Energy is abundant. It's a common misperception. It's an absolute lie, as a matter of fact, that energy is limited. It's so abundant, and it's always there, going in and out of reality, replenishing itself. It's not measurable. So, number one, it's abundant. Number two, energy is literal. Energy is literal. What I mean by that is it responds literally to the passion. And it doesn't care about good or bad, anything else. So when you're as bringers of energy, remember your passion. Linda, would you put in parentheses underneath that, your passion. When you get into that thinking about, in that manipulating, how am I going to use my energy now? Stop right there. You're putting yourself in a box. The brain is a very strange aspect. The brain knows very little about energy. As a matter of fact, I'll go so far as to say the mind is actually intimidated by energy because it does not create energy, it never has, and it's very clumsy in dealing with energy. So the mind is intimidated by energy. The mind will literally restrict the level of energy that's coming into your reality because it doesn't understand it. And so as a bringer of energy, what's going to bring it in? The passion, the desire. Yeah, creates a little conflict. Because there is a mistrust of your passion, your past experience, love that past experience, crap. Your past experience says, but yes, when I expressed my passion, I was put down. So, yeah. Will you be put down again? It doesn't matter. Do you want to live in the world of the blind or you want to live in the world of the aware? It's that simple. So next on the list, energy is altruistic. Energy wants to serve you. Energy wants to serve you. And it doesn't have any agendas. It doesn't care if you're on the fast train to hell or you're putting on wings to go to heaven. It really doesn't. It does not care. There are no judgments in energy. It cannot have a judgment. It is altruistic. It is here to serve you without agenda, here to be at your feet. Energy comes from, number one, the Earth, this planet. It's probably your most immediate connection with energy. It's always flowing up from Earth and the atmosphere. It's always here. You use it every day for everything that you do. Earth-based energies. You could say there's a reservoir of energy that's here serving humans on this planet. It resonates at human vibrational level. In other words, it's kind of slow. It's I would call murky, but it's still here. You're used to working with it. It's kind of animalistic. And that's not bad, but it's crude. But so is Earth. Now, it's an important level because it keeps a grounding force. And if it wasn't for Earth energy and its associated magnetics and electromagnetics and other earthly type of characteristics, if it wasn't for that, this all wouldn't be held into place. It'd be difficult to stay in the human body. But it's at a very elemental, no pun intended, very elemental level. The next level of energy, we'll just call it, for sake of simplicity, cosmic energy. This comes from the physical universe surrounding you. There are tremendous energies, some that have already known by science, but many that are not, that are part of the composition and the servicing of your physical reality. These are in an abundant supply, but very few ever tap into them. You talk about solar waves and certain types of gamma rays and other non-physical rays, but humans kind of watch them go by. Zing, there goes a gamma ray, there goes some type of a certain red ray, because there's really no connection yet with the physical reality. There is a fear on the mind, on part of the mind, to use these. because the mind doesn't understand them. The interesting thing is the mind is never going to really use them. Mind isn't going to use them. The body will. But in the awakening, we go beyond the mind as a primary tool of discernment and expression. It goes into the knowingness. I won't go too far down that rabbit hole right now, but we go beyond the mind. So the mind doesn't really have to understand how to use cosmic energies. Crystalline energies have the amazing ability to be in alignment. They tend to stay very pure. They don't get caught up in all the goings-ons and the agendas of cosmic and earth, which tend to be more physical oriented. Crystalline is non-physical, very pure, but it can manifest. It can come down through cosmic and earth in crystalline forms. And that's why you have crystals that you wear that are buried in the earth and are beautiful. They are, you could say, it's the crystalline energies, it's the pure crystalline energies making their way down. It's kind of almost like a reminder that at the more core level of things, they're in alignment, they're in order. Whether you like it, if you're sitting in this room or you're listening in online, you're reading this, you are a bringer of new energy. Mm. Not for anybody else, please, that's not, it's just for you. You are a bringer. When others seeing that you can bring the milk home, they're gonna start bringing the milk home. When they see that you, David, can access energies like that, command them, have them come around you like a well-trained troop, army troop, they're gonna say, how do you do that? I want some of that. And you're like, nah, you're not ready. and they're probably not. Because if they're just drooling at the mouth for some energy, they're probably not. But that's okay. At least the journey has started.